This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's a big week when RHAP is on the road in Chicago. Check out my live show from Chicago. That's going to be up on Thursday, Wednesday night. Shannon Gus is going to be live with you with Kelly Wentworth after Survivor. And we preview the Dondi finale with Deal or No Deal Island host Joe Manganiello, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here for the week of February 27th, 2024, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yeah, that's right. News AF is back once again to talk about the fastest hour in news here as we're back together here with first Pickleball's top influencer, America's Dad. Got a great shirt on today. It's Tyson Apostle.
Yeah, what's up? This is a Chubby's brand shirt. They make some pretty cool prints. I thought we'd mix it up a little bit and wear a collar. I'm not a collar guy too often, but if it's printed like this, you got to do it.
Got to do it.
Buying a new house.
Yes. Congratulations.
Ooh. Yeah. So we close in a couple weeks and I'm just trying to snatch up all the real estate before the millennials get enough money.
Yeah. You're going to beat them to the punch?
I'm trying to get as much as I can so that when they're like, house prices have rocketed, I was like, yeah, you know why? Because Gen X bought them all up. Fuck you guys.
Whoa, dude, shots fired.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Just leave.
Oh my God. I hope somebody didn't just turn off the podcast right before you didn't say, just kidding. Oh my God.
Just kidding, guys. But I am. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I am buying up stuff.
Very sinister.
Yeah.
We got a new house. It's got more space for the kids. It's got more land to run around.
Outdoor couches and TVs.
We can get those.
What's the scorpion population like in your new place?
Probably large scorp population.
Scorp.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Scorp counts high, but that's going to be good. Like, come on out. We'll do some scorp hunting, get some Nature with Tyson vids in. What else? So that's about it. And then we're going to move over and we're putting our current house up for rent. So, you know, this house will eventually be on the Tyson Apostle history tour. So it'd be pretty cool to live in it as a renter at some point.
Should anybody who is like want the Tyson experience, should they like slide into your DMs if they want to rent your current house?
No.
Okay.
I already have contacts. Renters.
Okay. Or sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody.
Too late, guys.
You could probably charge a premium though.
Yeah, while your Musk is still in the air.
But are people like, are you factoring
like
in
bidding?
Tyson gets to be my property manager?
No, I haven't factored that in. I'm not being the manager. I hired a manager.
Okay.
Are you leaving all the furniture there?
No.
Oh, bummer.
Because we were told that renters do not care.
Yeah, but if they want the Tyson experience, they can have the lion picture up on the wall. Yeah, they can have the bed.
I'll leave the lion picture. I'll leave the lion picture. Yeah. I'll leave the lion picture.
Okay.
So, yeah. Yeah.
And of course,
we got Danny.
Got Danny Bryson.
I'm still here.
Mm-hmm. The Lord of Mediocre Amateur.
Yeah, just released a video of our
about
trip
what?
To Japan.
Ooh.
You know,
and did you try to speak Japanese? Because what I love is when someone goes and says a Japanese, any word in any foreign language.
Yes. You go, we've talked about this.
Yeah, and then they constantly try to speak to you in their native tongue.
Drives me crazy. The worst thing you do is invite a conversation in a language that you don't speak by trying to be so cultural and be like, ooh. And then they're like, you're like, oh no, I just know that one word.
Yeah, I learned the one word at the airport.
Oh, it's so annoying.
Can you do like though a mashup of you doing that? Like, don't do it the whole trip, but at least at one point have someone jabber at you in their language after you've said something and then do an entire video of you or other people doing
other people. I should do like a clip, and that is a great idea. Next time I go foreign with someone else, I will record them trying to pretend like they're super cultural by using the greetings of that country. Mm-hmm. And then the conversation that ensues and then them saying, I don't speak that language. It's just the whole thing. But no, I didn't attempt. And even my brother, who I took with me to Japan, he speaks Japanese fluently. They didn't even want to speak Japanese to him. They just wanted to speak English.
Yeah, everybody loves to speak English.
Yeah, good to practice, I guess. But it was awesome. Got the video up. Wasn't sure I had enough content to make a video, but I made it work.
Mm-hmm. How long is the video?
It's like 10 minutes.
So what would have happened if you didn't have enough content? You have to go back to Japan, or then you do filler like you were in Japan. You're like, come on, guys, we're going out to the mountains out back.
And you just have green screen. Yeah.
Just pretend like you're in. You think green screen over just going out skiing and saying you're in Japan?
I would never do that. But I have gone a long time ago, early on. I would go places and not get enough footage because I'm not the kind of person who has the guts to just shoot footage unless I feel like the other people involved are willing to have footage shot of them. Does that make sense? So early on, I had no confidence. I didn't take my camera out enough. And then I'd come home from a trip and be like, dude, I've got nothing here. So
and
now,
what finally gave you the confidence, do you think?
I still don't really have it. Like, I was in Japan with a bunch of people who
make it until you make it.
Yeah, I wasn't sure if they wanted to be filmed, so I didn't really film a whole bunch. And then luckily I just barely got it through the door. But
whip that shit out.
Crank it
Rob, should you and I start a competing YouTube channel that's all green screen, but it's like all of Danny's adventures, but green screen, and we're just like
just
hiking in our skis.
It's widely accessible, Danny. You make to get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Then you'll be able to ask for the body of a centaur and your head on it while climbing Everest and fighting a dragon.
I tried that to get a body of a centaur on that. What's that app called, Rob, that I invited you to?
Oh, that open the mail?
Bag of chips. Can of soup.
Can of soup.
It won't do a centaur. It just put me on a horse.
That's really lame. That's pretty much my AI experience as well. I ask for something that's super hilarious.
Exactly. I was like, turn us into centaurs playing chess with each other under a rainbow on a beach.
And then it does like a five-armed horse.
Yeah, it's like two horses, but they share three of the same legs. Yeah,
playing backgammon.
Well, we are talking about starting a new YouTube channel, not to just compete with Mediocre Amateur, but that we feel like that News AF has grown to the point where it needs its own space. Okay, we're too boxed in on Rob as a podcast proper. We've got a lot of clips from these shows that we need to be sharing, and so next week we are going to be moving to a brand new, like Tyson, a
brand new home,
a new YouTube channel of our own for News AF. Okay. And we could be posting whatever we want. We won't have anybody showing up here. Hey, when are they going to talk about Big Brother? No, it's all News AF.
I'm tired of giving Big Brother updates. Yeah. Just tired
of it. Still, if you are here for just Big Brother, Danny will give his insights at the end. of the episode.
Yes, so we can still do that every week. If you're worried you might not be able to find us, okay, you could still make sure you're subscribed to the podcast version. Not going anywhere. Still going to be in the main Rob is a Podcast feed and in its own News AF feed. By the way, we have 596 ratings on Apple Podcasts. Not too shabby. Average of 4.9.
Not too shabby at all.
But could we get our average up to 5? Can we make that our mission? Come on.
Come on.
Go to newsaf.news to subscribe.
Nicole in the chat says, save some YouTube channels for us millennials.
No, we're starting all the YouTube
snatching
channels.
Them up.
Snatching them up. Okay.
Yep.
And then I will post the link to the new News AF YouTube channel in our Facebook group. So make sure you don't miss it by going to our Group AF Facebook group. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, that sounds great. OMG says there's already a News AF YouTube channel.
Yeah, that's old, but that's the old one. That's the old one.
Yeah.
Don't watch any of that stuff. Resub. We don't know what we said in 2017.
Yeah, that's.
Oh, wow. No.
Yeah. Can we erase that?
Yeah, we'll work on that. We'll work on that. Yeah. Okay. All right. Ready to talk about today's News AF. Here we go.
You know it.
All right. Well, let's start off. Of course, we're always following what's going on in the world of fast food. And so over at Wendy's, they've got a new idea borrowing from Uber. They're going with surge pricing at Wendy's.
I love how this article is in Food and Wine. It feels like a plant by Food and Wine.
It is about food.
Okay. But Food and Wine seems too classy for Wendy's news.
Not anymore. So it gets busy at Wendy's. They jack the price, drive the lines down, and that's like the whole idea. Is that the idea?
I believe so. Well, I don't think it's to drive the lines down. I think it's to make more money.
Oh.
Dumb idea.
Listen. This is, Danny, I'm fixing the idea for you right here. Okay. You ready?
Please.
Are you ready, Danny?
Yes, I'm ready to receive.
Want to go straight to the front of the line? Pay double.
I would never pay double at Wendy's. Never.
Really?
What about for a Dave's double?
What about Taco?
No, maybe Taco Bell.
Okay. So, but you go in.
Taco Bell, the prices go up at like 1 a.m.
Chick-fil-A. What about Chick-fil-A?
They're already, all of these places are already pretty high. The Wendy's nearest my house never has a line, so I don't have to worry about this.
But what if there was a line? If you go in and there's a huge line.
No, I go somewhere else.
By the way, every Chick-fil-A that I've ever driven past, the drive-through line is like around the block.
But they're very efficient.
Are they?
And it's a pleasure to serve you.
I guess
pleasure's involved in the transaction. That's pretty great.
Yes, it is. So
I don't care how good. I'm not getting on the drive-through line around the block.
By the way,
not surge pricing Wendy's either.
No way. Not in a million years. The only reason I surge price Uber is because I forgot about surge pricing. And I'm already in the car.
Yeah.
This was an idea by the CEO, it looks like. Kirk.
What happened to Dave? Dave would never.
Never.
Dave passed on. Dave passed on many years ago.
Well, we know that.
What about Wendy?
Dave Thomas.
Why didn't Wendy take over?
Is she signing off on this?
She was never part of the corporate.
Of the brand.
She was always just a figurehead.
This is why
she never had any power.
AI CEOs, because they'll like stick to the mission plan from the beginning. The thing that made it special.
Danny, this is AI.
What made it special? What made Wendy's special?
Square and meat patties, I think, is really all that it was.
Do they still do that? Do they still do the square meat?
Square.
And then the spicy chicken sandwich for a while was a big one. And now they've got nothing for 20 years. What was the last time they came out with something? More bacon. There's like solution to every problem is just more bacon.
The Baconator? Are they home of the Baconator?
Yeah. And then they're like the double Baconator, the only Baconator.
Yeah.
I feel like that's their solution to everything. And now they're going to do surge pricing and bacon.
Yeah.
Okay. No.
Okay. Well,
you hate it.
I hate it.
Okay. So I saw in the chat there's a question of what is surge pricing? What this means, according to Food and Wine, is that the Wendy's burger may sell at a higher price point during the busier times, but then come down in price during the lull and then go back up during dinner time. So the burger you get at 4 o'clock might not be the same price as the burger you get at 6 o'clock.
Now, this but might it's going to be made at the same time. Those two burgers will have been constructed at exactly the same time of day, but you're paying a different price depending on when you pick the burger.
Should they flip it too? Like, it's like, oh, these fries just came out. They're $2.69. Yeah, these fries are from a couple hours ago. No, they're 99 cents.
You can tell because they're mummified.
Yeah.
Now, if you're telling me that at dinner, the price of the hamburger will be regular price, but on an odd hour, it'll be cheaper. Okay, I like that idea. But I feel like it's going to be regular price on off hours and then just cost more during the busy times.
So all this is going to do is the people who really love Wendy's are just going to stop eating there at the surge price.
Terrible idea.
Like, you want lunch at 11 or 2?
So if you got stock in Disney, it says here beginning as early as 2025, they're going to start testing. Maybe might be time to ditch that.
Yeah, Wendy's.
Yeah, Wendy's.
Yeah, you said stock in Disney.
Oh,
Disney have to do with Wendy's?
We're calling it. They do a lot of surge pricing too. If you've ever been to Disney,
they do.
Yeah.
I want to know the price of the thing is going to be the same no matter when I go. I don't want surprises when I go to a place as disgusting as Wendy's.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, wait, I didn't want to go here anyway. And it's going to cost more than I remember it costing. No, no to dynamic pricing.
Yeah. So this is all going to be controlled by AI. The prices are going to be on the visual digital board and just be updating automatically.
Constantly, like at the ticker.
Like a stock market.
On the stock market, just like I'm at home watching the Wendy's ticker and then rushing over to try and get the best deal on a square hamburger.
You need some kind of AI enabled assistant to send you an alert of oh, the Dave's single just went down to 210. Get over there
lowest price it's been in 4 weeks.
This is the kind of thing that happens in countries where the economy is just in free fall because the prices are changing due to inflation. It's like, the hamburger that cost $4 is now $10 in 24 period hour of time. It's gone up. This is just no. I didn't like Wendy's to begin with. And now I've been given another reason to like it even less.
Yeah.
Okay.
My kids love Wendy's, though. That's the problem.
Okay. Here's what I'm thinking now that I'm stepping back, because we're all in agreement that there's probably not lines at Wendy's ever. So is the CEO just saying this to make the public assume that there is a wait period at Wendy's some of the time? We have rush stuff where it's crowded and that's going to cost you more. So get into Wendy's and get your burgers because we're good enough for a wait. Maybe that's the play. Maybe he has no intention of surge pricing, but he's trying to create the illusion
that people are shareholders.
That people are interested enough that they would pay a premium during rush hours. Yeah.
I think you've cracked the code. That's got to be what it is. Illusions.
Yeah. Trying to make it seem like, wow, better get to Wendy's at 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
Before
yeah.
they jack up the prices.
Yeah. You got to beat the rush. At Wendy's.
3 o'clock.
Okay.
That's pretty early for diarrhea.
Wait, Danny really hates Wendy's.
Man.
Last time, to be honest, I did eat at Wendy's a lot. And then I started just feeling sick afterwards, which is unusual because my stomach is well seasoned to fast food.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's only, I think at your stomach only.
Now it can only take fresh fruit. No. Vegetables, no, but it's anything with preservatives, it can handle. And then over time, it just became worse and worse. And now I just can't take it.
Okay. Well, this is a great segue because Danny does have a well-seasoned stomach because he is a man who at one point in time ate a sandwich that a bird pooped on just to not hurt the feelings of the woman who made it.
That's what I'll do for other human beings. I am a saint. I expect when I die
to have a story at the back of the Bible about you.
Oh, yes. Yes. The book of Daniel's already taken. So the book of Danny should be the new book.
Okay. Yeah. But, you know, Danny, also there are some that say that that is good luck. And maybe one of the reasons why you've been so fortuitous in life is because the bird did poop on your sandwich that one time. Well,
and his YouTube channel would be nothing without that bird.
Yeah, I have been pooped on twice on top of that.
Go
once
on
the leg and once on the head. So
by birds.
That's not very many times, honestly. I'm 45 years old. I bet I've been shit on by hundreds of birds.
Mm-hmm. Really? You bet.
Over five.
Stories. Five?
Over five for sure.
I know. And that's actually pretty good for people who are landlocked, Tyson, to have that much bird poop.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the seagulls are the major aerial bombers of the sky.
They are, yeah.
Right? So if you live in an area with tons of seagulls, you might get a ton of good luck from the sky. For us, it's a little bit more difficult.
Okay. Well, Danny, you maybe are very lucky because of this. And actually, there are many others who would welcome it because a new survey of 2,000 adults in the United Kingdom reveals many different facts about luck. And according to these 2,000 survey people, 37% of them would welcome having a bird poop on them to bring them good luck.
That's where I got pooped on, was the UK, well, Scotland. And so maybe the luck was amplified by being pooped on in such a magical place.
Wow.
Where people believe. Belief gives it power.
I guess so, right?
Right, because
Then you're projecting your good luck, and then it all of a sudden it happens.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like my vision board.
Yeah, interesting. Okay.
Where did you get pooped on, Tyson?
Been pooped on in multiple different countries.
Survivor?
Probably, yeah. I'm sure.
When you won? Did you get pooped on?
I don't remember being pooped on when I won.
Yeah, by birds or by the other players?
I stepped in human poop one time.
Okay.
And that was maybe the worst experience.
Was that good luck or bad luck? Was that the time you won?
That was heroes versus villains.
Okay, so it was bad luck.
Yeah. Stepping in human, in fresh human turd is bad luck.
Famously, bad luck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I agree. I think that we should get that up on the board that says
it should be up on the board for sure. If you step in a fresh human turd, dunzo.
See a priest.
Yeah.
Things are about to happen.
Anything within the next 2 weeks is not going to go how you hope it will.
Yeah. So why is it only bird feces that's so lucky?
Because it drops from the sky.
Yes. Yeah.
I think any sky turds are good. So even if it's human, if we as a society, just humans in general, had been like, all sky turds are good luck, then airplanes wouldn't have to catch the poop. They would just have a hole out of the airplane dropping turds as people are just fingers crossed they get nailed by one for good luck, and would be a different world.
Maybe we should set up bird poo stations in the UK, like fake statues where you go stand and allow pigeons to land on you.
That's really smart.
Right.
It's just like a grated thing with like bird seed around it. So they all sit on the grate and poop through the grate onto, and you just stand underneath it until you get, you're only allowed to get turded on once, but because there are so many pigeons, sometimes you get more turds and then that's extra lucky. But you just keep that thing going. Surge pricing, obviously, because, you know.
This will take place at the crystals. Like, crystals are out. Bird poo is in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another event that some people consider lucky is that on Thursday, it's going to be February 29th. And some people have a February 29th birthday on Leap Day. Danny, have we talked about Leap Day? How you feel about that?
An extra day due to our poor calendar keeping. Seems like we're just correcting our mistakes on the every 4 years.
Yeah, but what would you do? You'd have a quarter of a day every year? You can't.
You do what's necessary to keep things nice and tight, Tyson. You think 3 hours floating around in the ether and you collect them all 4 years in every 4 years.
Yeah, but then our days would be off and our times would be wrong.
Are we the only calendar with a leap day, or do all these other calendars like Chinese, Gregorian or whatever it is, do they all have a leap day? Or
that's
is it
unclear.
Just
that's about, unclear.
I thought you were talking about galactic calendars.
Nah, well, galactic, no way. No way anyone who can travel through space has like, oh, dude, what are we going to do with these extra hours? I don't know, Garlog. Let's just have like an extra day or two. We'll tack on every decade.
Mm-hmm. OMG in the chat says, let's just have a 6-hour purge every every year to burn those hours away.
Look, I have too much to lose in a purge. I am not supporting a purge at all.
Mm-hmm. Oh, do you think that that's where the line is drawn, where if you have more to lose than to gain by a purge, then you sit out?
Oh, 100%. That's why the purge is necessary, because all the people who have more to gain and nothing to lose, that's where they can kind of make up for it.
Yeah.
So that's the whole point of it.
It's like what goes on Twitter.
Yeah.
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 I think, I mean, you need that correction, and I'm envisioning, and I'm not a scientist by any means, but I'm envisioning that if you did it every year, then your times would not align and 7 a.m. would in fact be in the middle of the day.
Why can't New Year's Day or New Year's Eve just be longer?
Have the party be longer and stop the
I know it would set the sun thing off a little bit if we just tacked on some time.
Yeah.
Or maybe we just
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying is it's setting the sun thing off. That's the problem.
Yeah. What if something's instead of an extra day, could we have just have like overtime? Like, okay, it's December 31st. Like, all right, we're in, and this is bonus day, December 31st too.
I do feel
December
like
December 31st and a half.
Yeah. I do feel like we do get a bonus day. Mm-hmm. With leap day. It is kind of a bonus day.
You're doing so much extra stuff.
We should allow everyone to have work off, first of all, right? We should really consider it like a bonus day.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, everyone, go do something fun. That's what you do on leap day. Nobody goes to work. It's not the purge. Nobody goes to work. Let's all have fun.
Okay. Fun day.
Make it more fun.
Fun day.
Yeah.
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 Because leaping is fun, right?
Yeah. Listen, this is an older person. And why do they tack it on the end of February?
February sucks. They're like, dude, it already has short day. It's already short days, less days.
Yeah, but hear me out. Hear me out. Let's do it. Let's just get rid of April 1st, except for we'll have April 1st every 4 years.
People will think it's a joke. People will think it's a joke.
We don't have to deal with April Fool's Day every year. We can just deal with it every 4 years, you know, like, oh, I got
that's worse.
Urine. I got urine ice cubes. Fuck. Like, you don't want that every year. You only want to have to deal with urine.
So, most years, it'll go from March 31st to April 2nd.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay.
That's not bad.
And then April 1st is once every 4 years. So, you really only have to pay attention to your ice cubes one day every 4 years.
I didn't know you lived in such fear of ice cubes on the first.
I'm just saying, Danny, if you've never looked at your ice cubes on April Fool's Day, you've definitely drank your.
Oh, now I will be.
You've definitely drank your.
Tyson, I made you some ice cold lemonade today to celebrate the start of April. You look.
Drink it up. Drink it up.
You look pretty parched from all the pickleball today.
It is true. This has extra electrolytes. Wink, wink. Oh, man. Yeah. Danny, you'll do yourself a favor to pay extra attention to the ice cubes on April 1st.
From now on, it's going to happen.
Yeah.
We'll be paying attention.
Apparently, about 5 million people worldwide have a leap day birthday.
5 million?
Yeah.
Oh, how annoying.
And do you think it's just annoying to have the conversation when they're like, how old are you? You're getting your driver's license? Yeah, and I'm only 4.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, my gosh.
Well, there's a woman. We have a story about a woman who's she's 100 years old, but she's turning 25.
Yep.
Yeah.
I predicted that.
She's in Oklahoma. I bet she feels 25.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, she looks pretty spry.
She's in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
All right, now I have to look at her.
Okay.
I'm really critical of old.
Do you have her address so we can send the purgers to her?
There's a video playing.
Yeah, let me see.
She's 100 years old. She's turning 25. Everyone's having a good laugh because every 4 years she has the same exact joke and she's had it her entire life and that's all she has to live for.
That's all she's got.
Yeah, her name is Mary Lee Forsythe. And
wait,
I feel like
wait.
Yeah.
Mary Lee Foresight?
Yeah, foresight.
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 Okay, all right. Okay.
Yes, okay. And here is Mary Lee Forsyth. I mean, we're doing pretty good. She's like speaking in front of like her town.
And standing up. Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good.
Yeah, that is cool. Pretty good.
Pretty, I mean, like for, yeah, for Gen Z, she's doing great.
Yeah, she is doing great.
Mm-hmm. Gen Z, we've come full circle. You're right. Although, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. But yeah, look at that. Mm-hmm. That's what we have to look forward to.
Yeah. Okay. All right. There you go. So there is our leap 100-year-old / 25-year-old leap day birthday.
If I looked that good at 25, God, that would be awesome.
Speaking of looking good, Tyson, listen, think twice before you spend more time working on your six pack, because it might not be all it's cracked up to be. That is also according to some other new research that says men with large abdominal muscle areas are at greater risk of heart disease.
Okay. Yes. Large abdominal area. I knew what does that mean? Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean six packs.
Okay, Danny, the six pack apologist over here. Listen, Danny, you're at risk, bro. And that's okay. Because we're not.
Rob no, and I are you not know at risk. Who this is. Do you know who this is for?
Who?
This yeah, this is for, those- for the strong guys whose abs poke out because they have so many
thank you,
stomachs.
Tyson. They've got a barrel.
They have so many muscles. They got a barrel. Mm. A barrel of ab muscles. And you're like, is that natural? And they're like, I promise. And you're like, is your name the Liver King? And they're like, it used to be.
Oh my God. I'm getting so many ads for the Liver King right now.
Dude, all over Twitter.
Oh my God. I thought Twitter. He was done.
He was, but he's running all these ads. And then if you look through all of the comments, it's just people constantly just like crapping on him. Zan's in the chat says it's the HGH gut that is the issue. Yeah.
HGH gut is bad.
That's what we're talking about. The barrel gut.
Yes.
That's HGH gut. Yeah. Yes. See, here's the thing. Six packs are a sign of less body fat more than almost anything else. So I don't see it being that bad, but barrel man.
Too low of body fat is actually not healthy, Danny. And it's been proven that even these guys who are super lean and they have all their six packs and you can see all their vascularity, not as healthy as having a little bit more fat on them bones.
Well, that, and you're more comfortable in colder climates with a little bit more fat. Okay. Right?
I don't know if that's necessarily true.
I'd like to believe that it is. I've got my own science going on in my brain, Tyson. Mm-hmm. I don't need yours.
I guess you do. Okay. Yep.
Okay. Okay. Well, they say men with the densest muscle in the abdominal cavity had nearly 1/4 of the risk of heart disease later in life.
Why? What's going on?
And the other really important thing to note is that we didn't find this with women, just with men, according to this media release from UC San Diego.
Did you see that article that said that women only have to work out half as much as men to get the same results?
Yeah. So messed up.
Dude, that's not fair. I work hard to get a six pack so I can get married twice as hard as any woman. And then I die young. Mm-hmm. At least I'll die young with a six pack. When I get buried, I want an open casket and I want just my six pack to be shown. Mm-hmm. Like, so I'll be wearing like a tank top. In my caskets.
Okay. So this team of researchers found that the largest muscle group's heart disease risk was nearly 6 times higher than the group of men with the smaller abdominal muscle area.
Dad bods win again.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
That's good to know. I guess I'll just stop with my core workouts.
Yeah. Seems those like dense is bad.
Yeah, you don't want to be dense.
Mm-hmm. Nothing should be dense.
Nothing
right?
should be dense.
But even guys without six packs, sometimes they have a really dense core. And you're like, that looks like it should be fluffy, but it is very dense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're like, you touch it and it's rock hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's I don't not even right. know what's going on.
You need to see a doctor because that's just like the opposite of everything I've ever thought.
Yeah. I mean, I think that does make some sense based off of like, okay, not necessarily muscle is bad, but probably the more healthy ideal body type is more of a lean muscle mass as opposed to carrying like, 100 pounds of muscle on your body in all sorts of places that it was not intended to be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Did The Pete in the chat came up with a pretty cool idea. A six-pack window on a coffin.
Hmm.
Yeah. Is that sick? That's sick. I'm going to definitely get that on mine.
Yeah.
An abs, where it's just an abs window on your coffin. So when you're buried, they just
better than seeing the face of the person that died.
It doesn't even have to be real.
Yeah.
True. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. We're sorry for your loss. Would you like the six-pack treatment on your husband? Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
It'll make him look like he had amazing, incredible abs this whole time. So then no one will have ever questioned why you stayed with him.
Especially Tyson, when you're in the turducken coffin, because it'll have to be like a peephole like into the midsection.
Yeah.
Nobody will know.
Nobody will know. I can't, the turducken coffin. Man, we should start a mortuary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Funeral AF.
Funeral AF for all your funeral needs.
Yeah. What do you want to do? You want to be blasted into space? You want a turducken coffin?
Do you want the six packs ab display?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Those are our three options.
Okay.
Oh, man.
All right. Yeah. So here's a story we've talked about so many different interesting, different ways that people are finding love. Danny's covered the teledildonics beat for years. Here, a woman is set to marry an AI hologram for the first time ever.
Oh, this is exciting.
Mm-hmm. I mean, this seems like something, right? I mean, like we've talked about, you know, people that have a relationship with like a virtual girlfriend or boyfriend on their phone. But now we've got a hologram.
Right. It's a step up from an imaginary friend.
It's practically like you're dating a ghost.
Yeah, that's cool. We all saw that movie. Right.
Yeah.
Isn't that the movie where it throws the pot? It's super sensual. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Ghost. Yeah, with Whoopi Goldberg and
Demi Moore, Patrick Swayze.
Demi Moore.
And that just shows you where you can go with love with a ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And this is it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's going to have a unique ritual to form the union between herself and the AI hologram.
Yeah.
Didn't even know that they had those. I mean, it seems like a big, like if you could have like a ChatGPT hologram of somebody, like Danny, imagine like a hologram Jessica Rabbit, like standing there in your home that you could interact with.
It looks like she's marrying an out of shape Jedi, according to this picture.
Well, that's good because
no heart disease, less chance of heart disease. I think also, is there,
that's who, like, hold on. Is this picture who she,
I don't think so.
It says that
it's a hologram from Star Wars. Yeah,
no, it says Alicia Framis with the AI hologram Alix in an image provided by the artist. So, yeah, she did submit this.
She chose her AI to look like this. It's like you could have it look like anything, Tyson, whatever. And you just pick the most generic.
That's what you want.
That's what you want. Okay.
You don't want anyone to be like, why is that hologram with you?
Yeah.
Smoking like, hot hologram.
Yeah.
That hologram don't could have anybody he wants.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you want it to be the opposite, where they're just like, oh, that hologram's definitely punching above his weight class.
Yeah.
Good for that hologram.
Or your hologram looks less attractive out in public, but at home, it's like a 10. But out on town, it's like a 3, right? So there's no jealousy. You don't have to worry about your hologram strain, right? Or other holograms getting eyes for yours.
Yeah.
Can you describe, like, let's say you had your ideal hologram GF and you're at home. Like, what are you doing at home with a hologram?
Liz listens to this podcast. So I'm just going to say the ideal hologram is Liz.
Wow. So let's say, and just hypothetical, you have a hologram Liz that you are in a romantic relationship with. What do you do with a hologram Liz in the evenings after
this is so
you turn
interesting.
Netflix off?
Yeah.
Mm. First of all, I'm going to define my ideal hologram just to annoy Liz.
Okay.
Blonde.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Definitely
6 foot
blonde.
Tall.
You've always been a blonde person. Mm-hmm. Yep. What else?
In her 20s.
Uh-huh.
And I can already tell Liz is still annoyed right now.
Yeah, I think probably the entire audience is annoyed.
And of course, we spend all evening discussing just, you know, our emotional needs.
Yeah.
Having conversations. I'm talking to her about her day, making sure that, you know, all
of her. So purely emotional, no physical.
Yes, exactly. And just taking care of that AI.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's just the ideal situation for me.
I'm really trying to just rack my brain around. Okay. So we get the AI hologram. I have an AI hologram girlfriend of my wife. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Does she get along with my real wife? Are they?
No,
absolutely. I don't think so. I feel like, okay, well, I'm podcasting. Hey, here's AI Nicole. She'll like tell her about your everything that's going on. She can't wait to hear about it.
Yeah. When your wife ends up being crushed by the garage door, you know who's done it. AI wife.
AI wife. You think AI wife is going to get jealous of real wife?
Yeah, because there's a physical intimacy AI wife can't have. Mm.
Could never have.
Yeah.
Well, teledildonics come a long way, so.
I mean, you're the expert.
I'll be giving a symposium on the, you know, connecting your AI wife to some of your fancier devices later.
TED Talks.
I feel like that this is a one that we just have not really had on our radar of AI holograms.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen what Michael Jackson hologram.
Yeah.
We saw
Tupac. But those Tupac weren't hologram. AI though. Like it wasn't like, okay, well we've brought Tupac back to life as an AI.
Here's the problem with the hologram. Okay. We don't have the technology to put out a 3D hologram in my bedroom. That's
why not?
The downside. Okay.
I don't,
that's not something that can be done at home. I probably could do it with like some Apple Vision Pro. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You can have your hologram in front of you.
Yeah.
But until it's like a physical presence, I don't know how cool that will be. Not very.
Okay. All right.
Sorry.
Let's talk about an event that happened recently over back in England, Glasgow, actually not far from where Danny got pooped on by the bird. Right?
Mm-hmm. Very close.
They had an event called the Willy Wonka Experience, advertised as a journey filled with wondrous creations and enchanting surprises at every turn.
Okay.
And in true Willy Wonka fashion, the event did not go as planned for the children who came to visit because it was very disappointing, so much so that children were crying and the police had to be called.
Love it.
Sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kid fell into a pool of chocolate.
No. Well, here's, we have some photos here from the Willy Wonka Experience. Okay.
This is sad.
Here is
part
of the Willy Wonka Experience. We could see like a bounce house that's there.
Okay. Is it made out of candy?
This is bad.
There was also like a big
display
of like a bag of candy and one giant gummy bear.
Yeah.
Now it says they're upset because the event was canceled or they're disappointed by the...
I think it got shut down.
Yeah, because it does look sad.
Yeah.
It looks like, it does not look like they went through the proper channels to get that approved.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a giant warehouse space with really bad displays.
And they probably also didn't. Willy Wonka is a trademark name, I believe. And so I doubt that they probably got the licensing for that as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As you said that, like it was very disappointing and people were crying. If you watch the movies, more people should have been crying.
Yeah, that's what
movies.
I'm saying.
Like the lack of tears in those movies where you're like, this woman's daughter is turning into a blueberry.
I thought about that. I'm like, they've taken her to the de-juicer? Like, I'd be a little bit more distraught if my child had been taken to a place called the de-juicer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or the kid that's turned in, like, shrunk and goes into the TV. Yeah. All these things are terrible. Really bad things physically to have happen.
Yeah.
Now, get sucked up the pipes in the chocolate river. Come on.
For sure.
That's the best part. Gustav.
Now, the event took place at or was organized by a group called the House of Illuminati. Should the attendees have known something was going to be up?
Yes, they should have. They should never have gone. Look,
you don't think you would want to go to the House of the Illuminati?
Hmm.
Danny, get in.
To get, insights as to how things operate.
Yeah.
The problem is Glasgow is a very sad place in winter. And so here these parents are thinking they can inject a little joy into their children's lives. Mm-hmm. And they pay £36 to do that. And the event is not just a disappointment, but also canceled. This mm-hmm. is, that's terrible. The Illuminati yeah. should be ashamed of themselves.
The Illuminati, this was one of their worst tricks. Yeah.
No, yeah, totally. Like mm-hmm. one of the, they've done better. Come on.
But was the Illuminati, did they create this so that all of our attention is diverted?
Something else.
While something
while
else
they see nefarious
mm-hmm. is happening. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wow. All right. They are shutting it down. Nice try, House of Illuminati.
Yeah, nice try, guys. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Trying to capitalize yep. on the Timothy Chalamet film. Danny, are you excited for Dune 2?
I'm very excited.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always worried with these reviews when they're so good, though, because is really anything that good?
Yeah.
I feel like the Illuminati might be pulling one over on me with these reviews.
We're highly desensitized to how good stuff is. I think
I love sci-fi, people are like,
do you though? But do you ever leave a movie and are just like, that was so, so, so good.
Crawl.
Tell everybody about it.
I am more forgiving yeah, in the sci-fi genre than any other. Mm-hmm. I'll watch a bad one and be like,
and love it.
It was okay.
If the idea, but do you ever watch a good one and be like, that was awesome. That was
I
so
like Dune
good.
One.
I never watched it. The old one or the new one?
I watched the old one.
You don't want to watch the old one.
No, the old one's great. It's so great.
Which one?
Great.
The one with Sting? The one with Sting?
Yeah, the one with, first of all, it's got Sting. It's got all these weird mm-hmm. elements. It's got this yeah. like child that talks like an adult. It's glowing blue eyes. It's so great.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is wonky. I don't Wonka? Mind it because wonky.
Yeah.
It is good because the book is so good.
Yeah.
But I also think like people are always asking me like, oh, you saw that? Was that any good? I was like, I don't know anymore.
Yes. Don't ever say anything was good to someone else. Your credibility's on the line. You can't
except
risk
if you're leaving us a review on Apple Podcasts.
Yes, you can do that. But and people are like, oh, last season was the worst season of all time. Or this season's good. I was like, they're all the same to me. They just mix and meld together. I don't know anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Yeah.
I did like Dune 1 just fine, but I am a fan of the book. So yeah. I don't know if that also is different. Yeah, a little bias.
Okay.
And yeah. So, but I will be watching Dune 2.
A lot of people talking about the popcorn bucket that you get at Dune 2.
Oh, yeah. The sandworm.
Have you seen this, popcorn Tyson? Bucket?
No.
Yeah.
Is it cool?
People are saying it that it looks like a teledildonics device.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It is definitely look into it, Tyson. It looks very sensual.
Mm-hmm. Did you already pre-order one, Danny?
Hasn't shown up yet, though.
Okay.
It's probably sold out so quickly.
Is there a way that AI Liz can control this? this sandworm?
I don't know if you'd want to control it because it does look kind of scary.
Has teeth?
Looks
does
scary.
Have teeth on it?
Yeah.
It has the hair, you know, the like, is yeah. it teeth or is it hair?
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, you should look at it, Tyson. When I first saw it, I thought it was a joke.
Yes. Okay. Here, I'll show you. The Dune popcorn bucket is going for big bucks on eBay.
Big bucks.
Yeah. This
Wait,
one.
Can you not just get it at the movie theater?
You could. I guess you could get it, but what if it's not playing by you? Okay. This listing of the Dune 2 popcorn bucket, it is going for. $59.99 Dune Part 2 popcorn bucket, AMC sandworm bucket. I don't know how to pronounce that word that they're calling it. A
Dunacy. looks like my garbage disposal thing, kind of.
Is Dune 2 already in theaters?
No.
No. So how does this guy have his hands on the popcorn bucket?
Oh, you mean have his hands in the popcorn bucket?
Mm-hmm.
Good question.
Yeah.
Dude. Cool popcorn bucket, though.
That is a cool popcorn bucket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that's something every lonely man will want after watching Dune by himself.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a great bucket. The inside, the bucket itself looks very nice. High end. Not worth $60, though. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we are going to get, if I go to the theater and it is available to buy that bucket, I will buy it.
All right. All right. Yeah. Well, when's Danny's birthday?
Oh, it's not for a while. Okay. Yeah, just hold on to it, Tyson.
Mm-hmm. 4 years, leap year day. This is in December. Yeah. So, this is what they should do for leap year going back. They should do it randomly. So it's a drawing every New Year's that there has to be an extra day. It's just a drawing to which month gets the extra day. Oh,
that'll be fun. Yeah, I kind of like that. Mm-hmm.
Gotta totally watch.
Ruins like ruining calendars and
bet
like,
on it.
Transfers. Yep. Mm-hmm. There's like a week before and a week after where it's like the economies are in madness.
Okay, maybe
it's like
that's
Y2K every 4 years. Too dangerous.
No, all right. Okay, fine. No, I agree. So you have to do it like the Olympics, where like a panel sits down and every month has representatives and they're vying for the extra
every
day.
Month is bribing the panel to get the day on their month.
So they're like, mm-hmm. Okay, but you know, like a decade in advance, what months are getting. So then the calendar thing doesn't get thrown on.
Good. Another panel.
Maybe it's sort of like it's down to like a couple of days and there's like a big drawing. Is it going to be like June 9th? Is it going to be September 4th?
Oh, you think you can even just add it? But then it would have to be the extra.
We have finalists.
Yeah,
but it can't be June 9th. It has to be at the end of the month.
Oh, okay.
Because then there's an extra day at the end of that month anyways, unless it's like the 48-hour day goes to June 9th. So instead of adding an extra day, the day just gets 2 days.
Yeah, okay. So June 9th, do we get to like, is it like on military time? Like, do we get to like, all right, it's 26:30
it's
on
o'clock.
June 9th.
It's 42 o'clock on June 9th.
Can you stay up all day?
And so then
o'clock.
You're hoping that your birthday is a two-day celebration.
Oh, man.
Oh, that would be awesome. I kind of like this idea.
Yeah.
Sure, the world is in chaos, but it's just so great if you get it on your birthday.
Be exciting. All right.
Yeah.
But imagine it was like your anniversary.
Oh, that'd be the worst. expectations.
All right. What else do you want to do today?
And then eventually the Illuminati would make it on Christmas. So you have to buy two Christmases worth of presents.
Yeah.
Yes. And super suspicious when that happens.
Very sus.
Super suspicious. Valentine's Day gets double whammied. All of those. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Take the good with the bad.
Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole?
I've got some goodies in there.
All right. Like the Dune popcorn bucket. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong. Okay.
I almost hate talking about AI.
Why?
So it's like nonstop, right? It's just like the thing we constantly hear about. But there are some developments that are striking fear into my heart personally. Mm-hmm. And it appears that AI is on the cusp of a breakthrough that will allow people to communicate. And we've seen this before, but we've never had a time like communicate with animals in 12 to 36 months. I don't want to know what my cat has to say about me. Like I'm not looking forward.
But you would
want to
know if your cat is wanting to murder you.
Well, like what is the cat going to be telling Liz? Like, hey, while you're gone, he's been with his popcorn bucket he got in the mail.
Yeah.
With his AI girlfriend.
Right. Now you've got
controlling the popcorn bucket
in your house. Who can report back to your wife or your...
I don't think you can have conversations. Yeah. I don't think it's going to be like that. It's going to be like...
A translator,
the cat
maybe.
Needs to pee. The cat has to go outside.
Guys, that's where it begins. That's where it begins. Okay, simple communication. We get past those steps. And then next thing you know, everyone's got an informant in their house. The dog, the cat, squirrels outside, the birds peeping through the windows. It's like you can't escape it now. 12 to 36 months before the nightmare... It's like we always have these like, oh, this is the moment when the world will go crazy.
But I have AI holograms lurking around every corner.
I know. But that's not there yet. You're going to have scorpions complaining about your, you know, killing all of them.
Just, I don't do that.
To who?
I don't know.
They're going to complain to my wife?
Maybe they'll group up.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what this nightmare scenario is, but 12 to 36 months seems really soon for this to actually be a possibility. There's a couple animals that they claim that we should be able to communicate with sooner. Whales are one. Mm-hmm. They don't have dolphins, but yeah, probably dolphins, dogs, cats, whales, and then for some reason, bats.
Bats?
Echolocation.
We've got some questions to ask them.
Yeah. There are certain countries that don't want
us to
be talking
to bats. Where were you in December of 2019? Interesting.
But even it actually would be kind of helpful, right, to actually know what it is your cat is complaining about. Our cat complains all the time. I have
no
idea why.
And you don't know.
And it would be kind of helpful if it could just be like, oh, what's your problem? Oh, you know, you need more water, you need more food. That would be nice. But do we really want to communicate with animals?
Yeah, to whales? That degree only.
Yeah.
What good could whales have to say about us, to us? It's just, I can't imagine. What's a bat
it's
conversation
getting
sound
very
like?
Polluted down here. Are you guys aware of this?
Yeah.
Things have really gone downhill. Like, we don't know anything about that. That's weird.
That's not us.
That is very weird. Okay.
That's the monkeys.
You're breaking up. Okay. We got to go. Okay. And also the water. Why is the water getting so warm? Are you guys getting that up there? Everything's fine.
Right? Yeah. Right?
Try going closer to the icebergs.
Yeah. Well, they're getting closer to us.
Yeah. We're detecting a lot of plastic bottles and oil. That's also very weird.
Just blame it on somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
12 to 36 months, though. 12 to 36 months. That's not even including leap years. So
what about when they do like cows and chickens and stuff?
Please don't.
Where do our families go? Where did my family go?
What is surge pricing? What does that mean? Don't worry about it. Nothing. That's nothing.
Just get into the van. Get in the van. Yeah.
Don't worry.
The future's kind of cool, but it doesn't always happen. And this is one of those things that I'm a little skeptical about this. Yeah.
This is the new flying car.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say our floating skateboard. Yeah.
Danny, is AI going to make any progress on the cloned meat? Could we just get that going sooner?
Get the smeat going on. Yeah. Yeah. The smeat kind of collapsed there.
I feel market. Like it had a minute and then it was like, people are like, this is not working. Yeah.
If it didn't have a soul, you can taste that soul in real meat. And they're like, this meat is too soulless.
You think the soul is what is the
It's the first
flavor?
Seasoning. Yeah, it's the first seasoning of the meat is the soul as it dissipates into the meat.
It's like we got a false start with that.
Wow. Wow. Yeah.
I have no problem eating synthetic meat if it can taste as good.
If it can taste not
who cares?
Quite as good?
Right? I only have to eat an animal.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I hate cows. I've already said that I hate cows so much that if the price of getting rid of all the cows was not having any more beef, I'd be totally fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
I hate them so much.
I think we need cows, don't we? Kind of to graze and
probably
trample
need some.
And,
yeah, you need
I'm
milk,
sure, of
right?
course, right?
Yeah,
yeah. I just don't need them where I work.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm trying to get rid of.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe it would be nice if I could communicate with the cows just so I could tell them to get out of the road.
You could tell
and them
to
running
F
in
off.
Front of my car. Yeah. Like just get out of the way. And they'd be like, okay. And then they'd step aside. It'd be nice.
Huh.
So anyway, the future, it's just right ahead in the future. So
what you do is your car has a honk button for every animal you might encounter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that just like tells them like, watch it like deer language. It's like pushes like, watch out. Don't run towards the lights.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think deer have a language. I never hear them make a sound other than like this snort sound they do. I think
maybe that's how it communicates.
Yeah.
Communicates with eyes or something.
Eyes.
Yeah. Right.
So
micro expressions. Like,
that's why it stares at the headlights.
Have you ever looked at a deer's soulless and expressionless face?
They're not like a shark. They at least have some kind of soul. That's why their meat tastes so good. That's why we don't eat shark, because it's soulless. We don't get that flavor burst.
Mm-hmm.
So. I've eaten more shark than I have deer.
No way. You've eaten shark? Never had shark. I've had deer jerky.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. All right. Danny, anything else?
No. No, I've been trying to write cool music for my videos. I'm like, I have this vision of writing my own music for my videos. Mm-hmm. And it turns out writing cool music is very hard.
Oh, really? Do you think that's why not everybody does it?
I watch tutorials, right? Uh-huh. And these really talented people are like, within less than 30 seconds, they're like hitting buttons and they're just making
from who, awesome like Imagine sound. Dragons and stuff?
No, just like online people doing tutorials on how to use Logic, right? Mm-hmm. They're just like, I do this loop here. And you're like, oh, that's so awesome. And then I go and I'm like, delete project. And then it's like erasing
smash your keyboard, crying, Liz holograms, like, what is wrong, Dan? And he's like, I just need a moment with the bucket.
I just need some time with the bucket alone. Leave me alone.
Yeah, so leave me alone.
That's kind of what I've been working on. I've got this dream. I'm trying to see it through.
That's going to be awesome.
So frustrating. Yeah.
It's like 8 Mile.
Oh, yeah. I wish. I was telling my kids we were doing a rap battle in the car.
Yeah.
And my kids couldn't believe. I was trying to tell them Eminem, I think his skill was that he could just on the fly make up rap. Right? Wasn't that a thing for him?
Isn't that
what 8 Mile's all about?
It's a thing for battle lots rap. Of
yeah.
Rappers,
yeah, battle rap. I was trying to tell my kids that those were real because my kid was saying that it's impossible for people to rhyme things without having written it down first. Like, no.
No.
That is real life. Yeah. Not even AI does that yet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's real.
So
imagine when AI starts battle rapping. Oh my God.
AI can rap battle, dude.
Yeah, but you have to put in prompts. It's not running on its own and defeating you verbally in a contest.
Yeah. Okay, AI, make the cruelest rap that you can towards Danny Bryson. Hit all of his hot buttons and really make it hurt his feelings.
See, but you had to tell it right there. You've lost the battle because you were sitting at your computer putting in the prompts to destroy your rap enemy. So not yet, Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. So anyway, that's what I'm doing. What about you, Tyson?
Premiere of Survivor tomorrow.
Yep.
Be watching, podcasting, and 2 hours. 2 hours.
2 hours Survivor. Yeah.
2 hours Survivor. We got Carolyn on from a couple seasons ago. And then, I don't think we have anything this weekend. It's the first time in a while. So, yeah, just hanging out, and weather's perfect in Arizona, mid-70s every day right now, with a low in the mid-40s at night. So pretty ideal weather. Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how about you, Rob? You've got a bunch of podcasts.
Lots podcast of stuff season. Going on. Yeah, it's podcast season. I got to talk to our friend Jeff Probst on the podcast this week. So that was a really nice interview. You know what? I thought it was. I really appreciated Jeff making the time to talk about the stuff. I thought that I don't want to be like a hypocrite because I think a lot of times that we react to just headlines here on News AF. I thought that Jeff had some really interesting answers about things. And I think that I thought it was a very interesting conversation about where Jeff wants to go with Survivor. And I think that whether you agree or disagree, I think that what is pretty cool about it is that Jeff cares a lot about the show. And so, as in this came up in the interview, I think there's a lot of people that if they had that job would not care as much about the show 24 years in. So I thought that it's, whether you agree or disagree about where the show is going or has gone, I think it's a very interesting interview with Jeff. Also, we got another one of our friends, Boston Rob, is back. And he's back on his BS on Deal or No Deal Island. Got these people eating out of the palm of his hands. And so check out our premiere coverage of Deal or No Deal Island, not to mention everything. We're going to kick off our Survivor coverage Wednesday night as well here on RHAP.
Yes. All right.
Then we're going to be in the lab figuring this thing out when we move to a brand new News AF YouTube channel coming up next week. So keep an eye out for the link there as well. So until next time, we'll be back with you to talk more News AM on Tuesday. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
You did it, guys.